All right, what do you say we move on to Johnny Cashpoint?
You don't want to talk about it at all?
No, not really. I didn't do much on this song besides sing at the very end. What do you say we move on to Johnny Cashpoint doing So the original song is in French, and it's by Manu Cho, and it's from 2007. I like the original. It's got some whittly guitars. It's got a frenetic BPM. It reminds me of New Wave. It's a very cool song. The album it's on apparently has songs in Spanish, English, French, Italian, and Brazilian Portuguese, which is an impressive range of languages to cover in a song. Johnny Cashpoint's cover punks up the song a little bit, and it actually sounds more French than the original, which I thought was Spanish at first. Johnny's cover adds a lot of 8-bit video game sounds, which may or may not be appropriate depending on the lyrical content, which I never did really figure out. Maybe the song is about panicking because you're about to die in a video game. In that case, it would be totally appropriate. I don't know. What did you think, Ryan?
When I first listened to the original before listening to the cover, I thought it was recorded as a sort of a Ween-like joke. I think part of it was because the French in it is so simple and basic that I understood almost all of it. And that's a bad sign. It's like if it was a Spanish song with the lyrics "Donde está la biblioteca," you know, it'd be like, "This is a joke. This is, you know, just so." But anyhow, I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But anyway, it turns out that that's apparently not the case with this song. You know, I read up on Manu Chao, and he's a interesting artist. And I thought Johnny Cashpoint did a great interpretation of this song. He does a great job with the siren sound of the guitar line, and the vocals are really expressive, and it's in a good range for him. So, yeah, I like this cover. It's an interesting song. I'd never heard of this guy before, and I was glad to read up on him and glad to hear the cover.
Yeah, I enjoyed this. I do know apparently more about Manu Chao than you guys do. He is French. His parents were Spanish, and he is, as you mentioned, Chumpy, he's deliberately very sort of internationalist in his musical philosophy and in his political philosophy. He's kind of, I think it's fair to say he's a pretty, well, I don't want to try to represent his political philosophy when I don't know it that well, but this song, you know, panic around the periphery, panic in America, you know, there's Catholic panic, Islamic panic,
Money panic, traffic panic, economic panic,
yeah. And he is an interesting artist. He has some great stuff. He's 58 years old, and his first child was just born last year. That's not relevant to his music at all. But anyway, I thought that Johnny Cashpoint's cover was great. The tempo was a little bit slower, but he kept up the manic energy. And manic energy is not something that I really associate with Johnny Cashpoint. I haven't heard all of his, you know, song fight stuff, but this was a surprise for me. And it was nice to hear a song in a language other than English. And he did the French pretty well, I think. I don't speak French, so I can't really speak as an insider to it, but it sounded certainly credible to me. And you know, British people in general are more likely to speak French than Americans. And that's a thing. And I thought it was good. It was great. Good job, J dollar sign.
He certainly had a French accent, so that sold it.
And I think I would urge people to go at least check out his Wikipedia page, the Manu Chao's Wikipedia page, to read up on his politics. I mean, he seems very left-leaning, but then against globalization, and sort of this anti-globalization thought is usually reserved for the nationalists, but it's not the same reasons that he's anti-globalization. And it's interesting reading just in sort of theory that way. I didn't understand it all, but just sort of like getting the general gist of what his viewpoints were was, I thought, really valuable and really interesting. And I don't disagree with his viewpoints that way.
Yeah, it's really only in the past few years that I have associated anti-globalization sentiment with right-wing politics, because I come from a leftist family, and I studied in Mexico, and we looked at, like, here's what happens when giant corporations come to this village and plunder all the resources from it and leach chemicals into their water supply and everything. I think that kind of anti-globalization sentiment is more where he's coming from. At least the people on that trip with me were also really into Manu Chao. But this current nationalist, isolationist thing is a very different from his thing. I'll just say that, I think.
Yeah.